We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 51-7 loss to Manhattan, and Manhattan just came out of the gate and, you know, pounded the rock, and you know, it didn't take long. You changed some things up. Did you just kind of want to surprise some people with what you guys put out on Friday? You know, changing things up, maybe running the ball a little bit more like you've had and haven't done in the past couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, my job is to put players in the position to be successful. I don't feel like we necessarily did that on Friday night. But at the same time, you know, we've got to add some element of of surprise, and we can't just bang our heads against the wall. You know, not having Cooper Reck, not having Calvin Seeley are huge blows to our offense. Our only other varsity 5A type athlete that is explosive is our quarterback Sheldon Stewart. So need to do some different stuff and be able to move the ball around a little bit and get some other guys some touches and just see if we could catch them by surprise. And again, you know, we're hoping that we're going to overlook us, you know, but credit to Coach Schwartz. They did a great job, and I wish those guys nothing but the best of luck moving on.
And you having Kobe Lee, you know, one of your offensive linemen as a fullback, he was able to bust loose on a couple of runs. That's got to be positive to see from someone who normally doesn't touch the ball on a normal basis.
Yeah, and it was, you know, we asked a lot of him on a short week, and he did a great job stepping up, you know, mentally and just trying to put a small package in for him and that, that pro eye under center package that we had. And a couple other guys, we were just trying to, more than anything, like I said, just trying to catch those guys off guard a little bit and really just trying to take what they could give us. You know, we tried to, we knew that, man for man, we wouldn't be able to block those guys up front. So we were just trying to create some double teams and just kind of, get that 3 yards in a cloud of dust mentality, be able to shorten the game a little bit. And, you know, unfortunately we weren't able to stay on the field. We had some illegal procedure penalties. We weren't able to deal with the defensive line stemming by Manhattan. You know, we jumped off sides a couple of times, and those really set us back. Those third and threes became third and eights, several times. And so you just can't do things like that when you're trying to stay on the field and ground it out.
A couple of positives. You didn't turn the ball over. That's a good sign. And also, what you guys were able to do, in the second half. I know it's a running clock, but then Sheldon was able to run it in from 34 yards out for the score. And you brought in Micah Gray and what'd you like about the freshman coming in?
Well, I think more than anything, just to get the varsity jitters, I guess, out of him. He's going to play a lot of football for us, and so just wanted to get him a taste of that on Friday night. You know, he's been signaling for us all year, I feel like he's dialed into what we want to do, and it's just a matter of getting him out there and getting his feet wet, so to speak, and then at the same time, move Sheldon Stewart around. I believe he's a college football player. He's going to be a great small college player here, hopefully in the state of Kansas, and so being able to get him some looks. Moving him around to the to a slot receiver, moving him to tailback for a couple of plays, and he's been very he's bought into that, just knowing that for the betterment of the team, like I said, you know, with him being really the only explosive player that we have on the roster, it's great to have that buy-in from him, and he never put his head down. You know, he was always very positive this week and into Friday, and I'm very thankful for him being a leader on this team.
We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, another tough one coming up, Wichita East. They started out 0-2. They lost by a point to Washburn Rule, lost to Capen in week two, and then came out of nowhere and beat Wichita Northwest at the last possible second. They beat Wichita West recently, but this is another daunting challenge ahead for your boys. And not to mention, it's a kickoff that's 3 hours earlier than a normal Friday.
Yeah, no, we're just going to get prepared. We know it's a long 3 weeks. You know, and we've talked about this multiple times that, you know, we're going to find out at the end of this hard stretch, you know, who really loves football and who's willing to pave the way and leave their legacy and you know, continue to build this thing. So, you know, we're just going to keep getting better every day. You know, whether that's the seniors, trying to end on a positive note this year or, you know, preparing our juniors and our freshmen and sophomores and juniors, for next year. And, so we can't take any day for granted. You know, we can't, you know, the days that we're going to have an upcoming, these Tuesday, Wednesday practices are going to have an impact on our 2024 and 25 seasons. We have to believe that, and we have to just keep moving forward.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday afternoon at Wichita East. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
As Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by NextSec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.